Morning Crew Showbiz Goss with Peter Ford.
For Prestige Jayco, take a virtual tour of the range at prestigejayco.com.au.
Morning, Pete. Your first story today is kind of good news. Madonna is not dead.
Yes, isn't that the headline? Please sit down, everyone. Pay close attention. Madonna is not dead. It's trending around the world. Maradona, sadly, the great soccer superstar, has died, which is sad in itself, but the point is Madonna hasn't died. Well, though, we probably should organise a welfare check just to be absolutely sure, and maybe we should get someone to call over to Molly's house in Richmond and before he turns on his computer, because he will go ballistic. But no, certainly Maradona has died, not Madonna. But I must say also, if you ever get a chance to see that Maradona documentary that came out only about 12 months ago, that was absolutely magnificent. Even if you know nothing about his sport, it was still just a magnificent documentary into the whole concept and the dark side of fame.
Okay. Pete, the Arias last night. So what's the wash-up today? What's the biz?
Well, look, it was all right. I thought the tribute they did to Helen Reddy was magnificent. I mean, they had a whole roll call of great Australian female talent, from Kate Sobrano to Delta, Jessica Malboy, and Julia Gillard introduced it, talking about what that song I Am Woman meant to her as a young girl. That was beautifully done. But what they didn't do, they didn't show the in memoriam, you know, where they have the roll call of the people who've died over the last... You can look at it online, but they didn't actually show it on air. And there were some extraordinary people who died in the past 12 months, including a man called Ron Tudor, one of the real pioneers of Australian music. Yeah. And he didn't get a mention on air. And I just think that's mean. I mean, it literally, the in memoriam package goes literally for 3 minutes and 5 seconds. So I reckon they could have found time to show that on air. Yeah. And those people's families were watching, waiting for that last night, and it wasn't there.
Yeah, you're right. That's sad. And also Johnny Ruffo, it's an awful story for him. He's fighting brain cancer again.
Yeah, there's no way to really sugarcoat that. It's bad news. It's really bad news. I mean, Johnny is only 32 years old, and it was just over 3 years ago that he got brain cancer. He shared a lot of it on social media, including a lot of quite confronting pictures and vision of what he was going through, and that was an eye-opener for a lot of us. I mean, brain cancer is not pretty. There's no way you can pretend it is. So he went through 10 months of chemotherapy and radiotherapy, and now suddenly, because of these headaches he was getting and seizures, they've gone and done all the checks and they've discovered it's come back again. So when he announced it on his social media, within minutes there were like hundreds of well wishes coming back at him, and you do see social media at its absolute best sometimes, and that was one of those occasions. But 32 years old is much too young to be going through it for a second time.